Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with us. We got Jared the Diver Guy and Eric Douglas connected via the web. And, you know, I haven't talked to Eric much yet. We've had him hanging out, listening to all the nonsense that we had to, muddle through in hour one. And I apologize, Eric, because I don't know if your heart can take that kind of thing.
I'm feeling pretty good, but it's right. it's a bit much sometimes.
We were testing you. Your level of stress was definitely pushed to the limit, possibly.
But
just to bring people up to speed, you know, Eric had a 5-way bypass. I've had a 1-way, and I actually just celebrated 6 months last Sunday. I guess it was my 6-month point. So now I'm officially cleared to dive. You know, from my cardiologist, I haven't really.
And that's
done
the greatest
anything.
Feeling in the world.
Yes, but I'm planning some big dives. You know, I went in and did a little. Recon with the Dive God in Bimini a couple weeks ago to go back there. But we're planning a little dive adventure here towards the end of the month. We got an event coming up at a local dive center here in Orlando that we're going to talk about here in just a bit. But shortly thereafter, I'm planning some dives down in South Florida, possibly down in the Florida Keys, and get in there, kind of ease in, slow, nothing, I'm not going to have any preconceived notions on the dives that I'm going to conduct. It's basically just going to be there to get in the water and to kind of get my feet wet again. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm throwing you in, brother.
What you're going to throw me in, Jerry? You're not supposed
to. I'm throwing you in head first.
No, don't do that. I got to ease in. I got to
go big or go home.
I don't know. What did you do when you did your first dive back? Eric, what do you think?
200 feet on a snorkel, man. Come on, you can do it.
Okay, why not?
No, my first four dives after getting cleared to dive again were in the local lake, freshwater, calm conditions, 40 feet. Now, granted, below about 25 feet, there's a nice thermocline, so the temperature drops off. But
ouch!
But no, it was just smooth and easy, and that's the way I wanted it to be.
Well, you know, I had the option to jump in the waters of Bimini when I was there with Neil, and I didn't do
you're
it.
Drinking too much.
Well, yeah, and the fact that the water was a little bit on the nippy side in the low 70s, I was like, I'm gonna have to put on a wetsuit. I want to wait till I'm. You know, the water warms up a little bit more for a warm water wuss like myself. So there is no shock to the system in that regard. Not that it would really matter. I feel good. I'm ready to go. But I wanted to, I would have only got into 20 feet of water and watched the hammerheads, which I want to do. But, I'm looking at it from the standpoint as I want to conduct a real dive. I've already done the, kneel in the pool thing there at in Vegas. So we got some cool plans coming up. We'll probably keep it under the radar, but I'm going to have potentially a diving cardiologist on site. That's just one of the benefits of doing a goofy show like this and knowing a few folks like Dr. Doug Ebersole, who's with us on Scuba Radio right now. Dr. Doug, how are you, buddy?
Good to hear from you, Greg. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm ready to dive. And I know you've volunteered your services just to come along and be a dive buddy. Is that the plan or what you're thinking?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. Doug here has, he's listened to this show over the years, and I've met him a couple times or seen him here and there. But, when this whole heart thing kind of happened, we started talking a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? And unfortunately, this is a fairly common occurrence in your line of work. Am I right about that, Dr. Doug, or what?
Yeah, I get, as a cardiologist who does a lot of diving, I get lots and lots of inquiries from divers through Divers Alert Network regarding things like, you know, can they dive after balloon angioplasty or stents or bypass surgery and so forth. It comes up all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So I've actually consulted Dr. Ebersol a few times while I was working with my cardiologist here locally in Orlando. And she was not, or is not, as diver friendly, or doesn't really understand the whole diving thing.
First.
But obviously Dr. Doug is, and that's where it comes in handy, because there's a lot of stuff the regular medical community doesn't understand when it comes to diving and this type of thing. Am I right there, Doug, or what? What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. As there's absolutely no training whatsoever in medical school or something about diving medicine. So it would take someone to show some interest. And if you are a usual internist cardiologist and someone comes to you with a question and you're not certain what the answer is, what you're going to do is err on the side of caution, because,
right,
you know, we're trying above all do no harm. So the usual response will be, well, don't do that. Or they'll make some recommendation that actually doesn't make logical sense in terms of, let's say, don't dive deeper than 30 feet with asthma. Well, obviously, we all know that the volume changes are the greatest in those first 30 feet. That'd be the most dangerous place to be.
Mm-hmm.
So forth and so on. So there's a lot of misinformation, and then a lot of just people wanting to be extra cautious, and rightfully so, because they're trying to do their best thing for their patients.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. My doctor's been great. She's, knows her stuff. I have no doubt. But when it came to diving, she made a couple comments, and I was like, that's basically a non-diver kind of answer right there, which, you know, I agree. She was just looking out for me, but she, you know, there was this standard kind of thing about waiting 6 months, which, you know, when this happened to Eric, we were actually talking about this before it happened to me, and that's kind of what you got back from your doc as well initially. Am I right, Eric, or what?
Yeah, that was their target, and I knew from my experience with Doug and other instances that it was about a typical 6 month healing process. You want to make sure that the grafts have healed properly. You make sure that your chest bone, your breastbone is healed properly. So about 6 months is pretty typical. You might be able to do it faster, but I think that's a pretty safe starting area.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'll tell you, Dr. Doug, that, you know, the chest bone healing thing has probably been the biggest challenge for me. That's taken a little longer than I expected. I mean, when I was at the DEMA show, which was about at my four-month mark, and I did a pool dive, I still really couldn't even do any push-ups without, you know, feeling it. And I'm like, yeah, that can't be right, can it? And I finally asked my cardiologist. She said, oh, yeah, go work through the pain. You can do it now. So I had to kind of suck it up and get through that. But that was taking a little longer, seemed a little irritating to me personally. But now I'm doing my push-ups and everything and, getting myself.
If you said that, I would have made you carry everything.
Well, no. I couldn't at that point. I was like, no, I can't be doing that. That's why I look so girly, like. And you know, when I put on that wetsuit thing that I was wearing for those pictures, my God, I looked ill. You know what I mean? I looked like I hadn't eaten in like years or something. What are you going to do?
Emaciated.
Yeah. Okay. One of those. Yeah. But
basically, they had to wire your sternum back together, and the idea that has to heal just like any other broken bone.
Yeah.
If you were to have a broken arm, they put a cast on it for 6 weeks and have you kind of slowly get back to normal. The same thing happens with your sternum. It takes a minimum of probably 6 weeks just for the bone to heal, and then you're going to have a lot of discomfort from the cartilage and the ribs and so forth around it. So, yeah, 6 months or so, you're usually completely back to normal.
Yeah. Well, and I got to tell you, at that four-month mark, I thought I was back to normal, but now I know I wasn't. You know what
right.
I'm saying? You know, so it's a matter of perspective, I think, when you kind of like, all right, now you're feeling normal again, and you think maybe you're ready earlier than you think you should have been for whatever reason. But I'm feeling good. I'm ready to go. And, I'm starting to jog a little bit and stuff, too. But I don't know, what kind of tips would you have someone who's getting back into the water there, Dr. Doug? What do you think?
You mean as far as what kind of things they should be doing and so forth to get ready?
Well, or what should I expect on that first dive? Anything different at all, you think, or no?
No, not really. The main thing is going to be, obviously, you're going to be carrying a weight, you know, the tank and so forth, the weight of the tank.
Wait, that's what I got Jerry for. He's going to be my gear schlepper. I mean, I'm still going to play that card, Jerry.
You know I'll do it anyway for you.
Yeah, well, there you go. See?
So the only thing probably would be that when you get back in the water, a lot of times, I'm sure Eric will tell you this, it's mainly just the mental challenge of kind of going back in the water the first time, and then once you make that first dive or so, it's just like you're back on a bicycle and you're ready to go full steam ahead.
All right, I love the way he talks, and he's a doctor, so you gotta love that too. Oh, we got more coming up when it comes to heart health and diving next.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
He walks this beach. Acoustic six string on his back. He plays for fun.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
Maybe a little snack.
Is that it?
He's been everywhere. Oh, yeah. Dove some killer walls.
Shut up.
He's seen a million dive sites, and he's dove them all.
Just sit back and enjoy the show.
Scuba cowboy.
Delivering the goods at every freaking turn.
On a steel plane he glides. He wants to. Wants to. Play then go dive.
Shut up.
Play then go dive. Play then go dive.
Kill me, but you do not have the right to judge me. Boom.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
On Scuba Radio.
Yes, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
It's almost over, right?
Yeah. Thank God. That's about as much.
My throat's getting dry.
Yeah, we can't handle any more of this.
Thirsty.
It's not good for my heart. I don't know. What's your professional medical opinion on that, Dr. Doug? Is it?
Come
is
on
this,
now, take it home, Greg.
We're just flirting with disaster by playing stuff like that, aren't we?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well,
but,
pardon me.
Yeah, they said that. I don't know what to think of that. But, I don't know, too much surface interval time, and that's what happens.
Yeah, you need to get back in the water.
Yes, exactly. And that is the plan.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, and Dr. Doug, you want to join us on this dive. Is that right?
Sure, absolutely. We'd love to.
Yeah, is your motivation just to go dive? Or I mean, obviously, it's not to dive with us. I mean, surely, come on.
Oh, that'd be an added bonus. But yeah, I'm always looking for an opportunity to go diving.
Okay, well, exactly.
Doug may want to bring one of his psychologist friends, though.
Don't put him on the spot.
Yeah, that would be dangerous, wouldn't it? No, actually, you know, think about it. We bring this crew together, Jerry the Diver Guy, Eric, myself, CJ, Bubble Boy. We're going to need cardiologists on site in case one of these guys keels over.
That's good. Establish
psychological help.
Yeah.
That's good. Establish a welcoming atmosphere.
Exactly.
Forget the psychologist. Just bring the liver doctor.
Okay, yeah. I don't know.
Leave the jokes to Greg.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Dr. Doug, does this happen, though, when you go on a dive boat? Do you get a lot of this once they realize what you do and you're...
Hey, Doc, I got this pain.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly, yeah. I get that lots of time. You basically just... I don't tell people what I do for a living unless somebody asks. I'm just a diver on the boat like everybody else.
Yeah, okay. And then, I mean, have you ever had to use those skills, though, when you're out in the field like that? Or thank God that hadn't happened?
No, I mean, I've had to do rescue diver stuff, but like you could have done or anybody else could have done, but not actual, I haven't had to try to resuscitate somebody, you know, that has died on the boat, just diver accidents or people panicking and that kind of stuff, the usual kind of things that happens from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for the good doctor.
Okay.
May I?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. Laura.
Yeah. Doc. Curly Johnson, by the way, is who's speaking right now.
Stop calling me that. How many times have you heard the joke that ends with the punchline, "It started with a bump on my ass"?
Yeah, far too many.
Just
yeah.
Ballpark. 600?
Special.
Oh, brother. I apologize there, Dr. Doug.
No problem.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it is something that you have to... But you're usually dealing with the aftermath, I guess, right? In your profession?
Right.
So,
exactly.
But the skills as a rescue diver that if you decide to get that certification level is going to, you know, teach you things like CPR and things like that or help you rescue a diver in need. And
I'm sure Eric will agree with this. I think basically every diver should get rescue diver certified.
Absolutely. I do. No doubt.
Absolute minimum as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Oh, 100% that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And both you guys have that level. I mean, I have that. You have to as a dive instructor. So we got three of those. Maybe we're going to be the one saving CJ and Bubble Boy because neither one of them have.
Odd man out. I'm thinking I need to up my certification.
Well, you feel pretty safe now knowing this, don't you?
Well, I feel like I should
you're gonna
step
be
it up.
Surrounded
yep.
by.
But CJ, that's why I told him to bring the psychologist.
Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, as you guys know, the best part of rescue training is not the rescue part of it, but is the training to avoid the need for rescue in the first place.
Yes, or to have the power to stand over someone like CJ or Bubble Boy and say, I don't think so.
You know, I've always said, Doug, that rescue training changes your eyes. It changes how you look at the dive site. It changes how you look at every other diver on the boat. You're not just there for yourself and to have fun. You're paying attention to everybody else around you.
Unless you're over the edge vomiting.
Well.
No, absolutely. I agree. You kind of notice who's doing, who looks comfortable, who looks like they're a new diver, who looks like they're not very confident. You look at the sea conditions a little bit differently. Everything mm-hmm. kind of changed a little bit with that rescue certification. I think it's a very, very good thing for everyone to have.
Yeah.
Greg, you never had that with me, right? I was just born to dive.
Oh, well, yeah.
I was never nervous.
Never. No, well,
even after I blew out my eardrum, unfazed.
True.
Did not bother me a bit.
I would put that in the category of being trained by a world-class dive instructor.
Worked it out.
Yeah.
No problemo.
I did my best to stop his diving career, but he just wouldn't. He wouldn't have
no,
it.
No, that wasn't your fault.
No. Well, you know.
That was my fault.
Well, it happens. Things happen.
I thought I was cleared, and I was not equalized.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Doug, what's your certification level? How much you've been doing all this rebreather stuff too, right?
I train up through full Trimix on rebreathers, so up down to 330 feet on rebreathers with Trimix. Oof.
Wow. I mean, are you doing that regularly, or you know, because when we go down and do this little dive here in a couple weeks. I'm just talking about doing some open circuit stuff. You're not going to pop a rebreather on and swim circles around us or under us, are you?
No need to at all. No, I was actually last week was the last. I taught a Trimix rebreather class last weekend down in Pompano.
Yeah,
but and I did some cave diving a few days before that. But I'm more than happy to throw an aluminum 80 on my back with a BC and have a good time.
That Trimix rebreather stuff, that's almost astronaut level, right, Greg?
Well, it pretty much is the same
that's
technology.
That's some serious equipment, some serious training.
Yeah. I mean, closed circuit
rebreather. You could probably take that little...
That's what they use in space.
Take that little rig to Mars and be fine.
I don't know. Could you? I guess you could.
Throw a little...
Dr. Doug, what do you think?
Flame retardant
on it? They're actually... I mean, there's a couple different ideas. Rebreathers are wonderful tools for certain things. They're very, very good, obviously, for deep diving, but they're actually very, very good tools just for recreational diving in terms of the fact that you've got warm, moist gas, so you're not getting dry cotton mouth. You can get closer to marine life. Time is not really much of an issue. You can a rebreather setup will usually give you 4 to 5 hours of dive time, so if you would have a problem, you've got lots of time to figure that out. Or you don't have to change tanks on the boat. You can do a two-tank trip in the morning and a two-tank trip in the afternoon, never change tanks.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of little advantages, but you're right. It's definitely for a diver who is dedicated to diving, not someone who dives occasionally, because they can hurt you or kill you if you don't pay attention. Checklists are vital, that sort of thing, but they're a wonderful tool for the right person.
Absolutely. Well, he's got plenty of skills under his dive belt there, and he's going to join us on our next dive here in a couple weeks. We'll talk about it, what we're going to do next. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Once again, we got to thank Dr. Doug Ebersol for helping us out. His cardiologist background is quite reassuring as an open heart surgery survivor like myself and Eric Douglas. And to have him on our next dive is going to be quite a treat on, you know, just on a friendship level. It'll be fun. But knowing that he has some skills in that regard, it'll add a little peace of mind to our experience, I think, back in the water. You think, Eric, or what? Come on.
You know, you can't beat having your own. And he's an interventional cardiologist who's diving medical trained. You can't beat having that as a backup.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just in case one of us keels over. Or, hey, this don't feel right. What do you think? I got this mole on my butt. What do you think it is? Is that how it goes, CJ? Is that one?
No.
No? Okay. All right. Well, let's just move on. We got Paul from Seminole Scuba on the line, and he's going to be playing a part in this, whether he knows it or not, for an event we have coming up on February 25th. Paul, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Greg. I'm good. How are you doing, mate?
I'm good. So Seminole Scuba is one of the cool diving facilities here in the Orlando area, and we're going to go over there. And did you come up with a name for this event that's happening on the 25th, or what, Paul? What's going on?
It's just the annual open house event. We do it every year, so okay. It's going to be good fun.
It's going to be great fun because we're going to come out there, record some show stuff, help them with, I don't know, mermaids, maybe some music, and maybe a giveaway or two. Rumors of a trip to Bimini to give away to some lucky folks that come out there are rumored to be offered up as some cool prizes. So we got that. Eric is threatening to come down. Will you allow him to come to the facility if he can work this out too, or what do you think?
I'd love to have Eric in house.
Yeah. What do you think about that, Eric?
Hey, Greg, are you sure Paul's local? He doesn't sound like he's from around here.
Oh, he's from Tasmania, where bats come from. Or so.
That's not far off the truth, Greg.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Eric and I first met in Tanzania. So.
Oh, it's, yeah,
absolutely.
It starts with a T. That's close enough for me. All right, we'll find out the rest of the story next. Stay close.
This
is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Did you throw a trident?
Yeah, there were horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
Rick, I've been meaning to talk to you about that. You should find yourself a safe house or a relative close by. Lay low for a while, because you're probably wanted for murder.
You know, maybe I can heat up the pool a little before you dive in.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Yeah, I would. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We've got Eric Douglas, Jerry the Diver Guy, CJ in the studio, and Paul from Seminole Scuba is on the phone, and that is the location of the event that we are going to attend on February 25th here in a few weeks. And it's your open house. So basically, once a year, you just bring all your customers together and throw a big old party. Is that what's going on, Paul, or what?
That's basically it, yeah. We've got reps from Aqualung and Huish and Fantasy coming into town as well, Light and Motion. So you guys are coming out. It's going to be great fun.
Well, there's that. Yeah, yeah, that'll offset the shenanigans that we throw into the mix, possibly. Yeah, I mean, Eric is threatening to come down for this event from the mountains of Virginia with Jerry the Diver Guy. So that's trouble. Can you handle that, or are you used to this kind of thing?
Well, that sounds like great fun. I mean, Eric and I can get in trouble together from what I remember. But,
well, from what you remember. It's kind of like flashbacks type of deal. So,
yeah, I only get flashbacks from it, though.
Well, yeah, I'm with you. Me and Eric have that in common as well. Actually, I think the three of us have even been together and had a couple of those.
Too many times.
Yes, but let's clear this up once and for all. First of all, yeah, you do have a slight accent. You don't sound like you're from Orlando. So what is going on there exactly? Paul, where are you from?
I'm English originally.
English, okay. Yeah. I said Tasmania. You know, I don't know. I was thinking of that cartoon thing. Like, because every time I come over to his dive shop, Paul is like running 90 miles an hour. He has a lot to do. You know what I'm saying? But I mean that as a compliment. You hear what I'm saying? I
appreciate
that.
It.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're busy. That's great.
He's a hardworking man.
That's true. That is so true.
So, well, I give that impression anyway.
Yeah. All right, so we got some trip giveaways. We're going to give one, a couple away to dive with Scuba Bimini there with Neil Watson Undersea Adventures. We're going to have that. We're going to come out there, record some segments for the show. We've threatened to bring out a bottle or two of mermaid rum even. So it's going to be a fun thing, and this is going to be kind of a new thing for us at Scuba Radio. We haven't been out to hang out at just like a local dive center for some time. I mean, we've been doing the show for 20 years. It's been
about
way too
damn
long.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are the festivities planned for this event, for your open house?
Well, we've got lots of stuff going on, lots of competitions. There's free sets of dive gear to win as well.
Yeah.
There's great discounts all day. There's, lots of people to talk to. You guys are going to be there. Hopefully Eric's coming down. That would be great. He can talk about his amazing new book, Oil and Water.
Yeah.
So we've got lots going on.
Well, or the Heart book. Well, Heart Survivor Story, right, Eric?
That one as well.
Yeah, what do you think?
But listen, guys, if both of you are coming, no heart attacks in the shop. Please.
Well, if we do, we'll bring Doug along with us, okay, just as a backup.
Well, I might bring some spring water and revive him.
Yeah, okay.
Paul, I trained you to do CPR. Come on.
Yeah, but two of you at the same time, that's taking my training to a bit of a challenge.
Hey, that's why we were born.
Fair enough.
That's why we were born with two hands. Hello. So, it's still doable. But, I don't know, the spring water would just, I don't know, you could use that to sterilize the area. Okay, Jerry, I don't know.
Inside and out.
Yeah, but I don't know, are you guys coming, Jerry? Eric, are you going to make this happen or what? I mean, you were talking about it. Hey,
it's highly likely.
It's highly likely. What do you think, Jerry? Are you ready to commit yet or no?
We're trying to commit.
You're trying to commit.
We got some things coming up this week that might stop it, but,
Okay.
We may be there.
All right. Well, what we're planning to do, Paul, is bring the crew out there, have some fun, and then the next day bring everyone down to South Florida and do a couple dives. Where are you typically running your dive crew down there from Seminole Scuba?
We go down to West Palm, Fort Lauderdale, the Keys, and then we do our big international trips as well. So we've got Africa and Micronesia, Antarctica coming up. So
Wow. Yeah, Antarctica.
Yep.
Really? You know, last time I dove in Antarctica, I was ice diving and got stabbed by a narwhal. That's
that
what
would, that would have been in the Arctic, but never mind.
Oh, well. See, no, that's an excuse for my scar that I have on my chest.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. That's what it was.
That's better than, like, I had open our jiggy. Yeah. So, anyway, yeah. So, but you guys are actually diving there, huh?
Yep.
Will that be a new thing for you, or...
No. Yeah, it's very intimidating, but yeah, it's going to be a new thing for me. So the water is apparently 31 degrees, so it's going to be warm. Not.
Yeah, I had to hook you up with a dry suit at DEMA, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
Yep.
Yeah, is that what you did?
EUA sorted me out. So.
Okay, all right, so you're all ready to go. Are you all certified on a dry suit and that whole thing?
Yeah, from the years of diving in the UK, we dove dry suits all the time.
Okay. Do you get a lot of demand for that at Seminole Scuba, though? I'm guessing.
Not so much, but yeah. We do dry suit training. We look after the police and the fire department training as well for dry suit diving.
Yeah. Yeah. CJ and Bubble Boy actually live over by you, and they had been, coming over to the shop a few times, right? You guys been in there?
Oh, yeah. I've had them make sure everything and safe and hooked up. And
yeah. Yeah. They came in there and annoyed annoyed the managers a few times.
No.
Yeah. And how's the Patty IDC thing coming along, Paul?
It's going well. We've got a couple of IDCs coming up later this year, so lots going on.
Yeah. Well, see, CJ and Bubble Boy have been talking about furthering their diving, training, certification stuff. And I was, thinking, well, maybe we could set these guys loose with you.
Let's do it.
See if you can turn them into real divers or advanced and rescue or maybe even dive master divers or whatever, you'd be performing probably a miracle.
We've done it before.
Oh, you've done it before. Okay.
Paul's greatest challenge.
It could happen. It could happen. All right. Well, I look forward to it. February 25th. It's going to be fun. It'll be
a good
excuse to get together and have some mermaid rum. And I don't know, Jerry might bring down spring water, which I don't know. It's just it's healthy or something.
I might bring a bottle of something over from my house.
Well, I don't think that's the real purpose of this whole event. But I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes.
Might open up a few more wallets.
Yeah, it might. You never know. But we look forward to it.
I do need another knife.
Yeah, a dive knife, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that when you haven't got the alcohol in your hand.
Yeah, exactly.
No, steak knife, Greg.
Yeah. Well, you don't need one of those anyway. All right. Well, cool. Well, Paul, I'll let you get back to making money there, buddy. Thank you so much.
Greg.
And we'll see you
Take care,
25th.
Brother.
There you go. That is Paul from Seminole Scuba. He took
so
that.
So Eric and Paul actually do know each other.
Yeah. You know, Paul's been in the industry for years, right?
Small world.
Right, Eric?
CJ, Paul and I met each other in Zanzibar off the coast of South Africa.
Yeah, off the coast of Tasmania.
That is crazy.
Right next to Tasmania.
Yeah, we've known each other better than 10 years.
Well, there you go. So,
and I met Paul at Vegas at DEMA.
That's right. Paul was at the DEMA show, hanging out in the Bahamas aisle with us. And
Small world. Yeah, that's the closest shop to my house, so I've popped in there a time or two.
Yeah, I've met Paul a few times, ironically at the airport. And I knew he had was working at Seminole Scuba, and I'd constantly run into him at the airport. He'd be coming back from some dive trip, and I'd be coming back from some dive trip. And I'm like, hey, Paul, how you doing, man? Oh, man, we got to get together. You need to come over to the store and do this. And I go, yeah, you call me, I'll call you. And
then also the times that you were filming Sharknado and he was filming Sharknado.
Right. You know, those things happen. Right. But, yeah, I mean, it's just kind of funny. You know, you're in the same town, and I would never see him in Orlando. I'd see him when we were on the road or, DEMA or that kind of thing, and we'd talk like, yeah, we got to do stuff. And he's really active. The Seminole Scuba has really been making some noise here in the Orlando market over the last couple of years. So hats off to him. You got to be aggressive.
Yeah, they expanded. They used to be a small shop. Now they're a lot bigger.
Yeah. And
last time I went in, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I mean, actually, last time I saw Paul, they were doing some kind of sponsorship with Bret Michaels in downtown Orlando, and I'm like, wow, he's actually one of the concert sponsors of Bret Michaels from Poison. Cool. And we went down. We might have had a cocktail that night.
Maybe.
And we hung out, got a bandana from him and that whole thing. And so, yeah, I mean, he's thinking outside the box to grow the sport. So that's a good thing. The more we can share our love of diving with the world and the masses, the better. And someone doing that, I think, is doing what they can to grow the industry. And that's a good thing for us all, is it not?
Sure it is.
Yes. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here is one of the most challenging rebreather students that I ever had, Greg the Dive Master.
With the exception of Mermaid Tony.
I can't say with the exception of Mermaid Tony.
Just lie. Go ahead.
I hate you.
Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ in the studio. And I kid you not, during the commercial break, CJ turns to me and says, "Hey, you want to go to the fish market for dinner?" And we were talking about not eating fish because we're divers earlier.
I'm talking about clams, maybe clams and shrimp.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm not a big clam guy. I don't like eating clams.
More for me.
Okay, and I'm not a big shrimp guy.
All right, never mind.
But it's freshwater fish. This place that serves the restaurant you mentioned, they do freshwater, I think, don't they?
No.
Oh, they don't?
No.
But they're fish that I don't normally dive with. They're not friendly fish like groupers. It's like haddock or something like that, or cod.
I think they have all kinds of fish this place.
What? Okay.
But it's mostly like New England style.
Yeah,
know,
exactly. It's New England. So it's fish from way up there. So they don't count.
Lobster.
Lobster? Yeah.
Lobster.
I like seeing the lobsters, I got to admit, but I like eating them more.
Star Wars. I don't care about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how they talk.
They do talk like that, don't they? All right. Well, anyway, we'll figure out what we're going to eat later. Let's talk to Casey at the Tobacco Hut, who's on the phone with us right now.
Smoking.
Casey, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, but Greg.
Yeah.
Lobster ain't no fish.
That's right. That's true.
It's a bug.
It's you guys are supposed to be divers. You don't know lobster aren't fish.
I do. We were just talking about not eating grouper. I don't like eating grouper because they're too friendly. The groupers are too nice to me when I dive underwater, so I don't eat them anymore. I made a conscious decision.
You pet groupers. You don't eat them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's hard to, do that after you had one of those.
No one said anything about grouper.
What do you mean?
No one suggested we're going to eat
grouper. Oh, that's right. See, I'm sorry. You're there. He probably said groper.
Yeah, well, that's very likely, actually.
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Well, Casey has volunteered to be our mermaid rum runner for the event at Seminole Scuba on the 25th, because
I'll smuggle you some rum over to the East Coast.
Don't use the word smuggle, because you don't need to smuggle. You're going to stay within state lines. But
where's the fun in that?
Well, yeah, I don't. We'll figure out a way to break the law after.
That's where the party
is. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, guess where I'm going next month?
Where are you going?
I'm going diving in Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico?
Puerto Rico.
Really? Wait, how'd that happen? You didn't tell me. You didn't invite me? What's going on?
My wife has some friends getting married, and we got an invitation to the wedding, and she's holding the wedding in Puerto Rico. And I went, great, I'll go diving. And she went, well, what about the wedding? And I went, I don't really know them. But
there you go. That is thinking, my friend. That is, he's a genius. That's the way you work it.
What better way to wish them well than to get underwater?
Absolutely. You don't want me a topside. You'll be able to hear me.
I'll get a jellyfish and bring it to them inverted so it'll look like a fancy underwater flower.
Okay, you could do that. Sure.
Genius.
So when are you going to Puerto Rico?
Second week of next month, I think.
Okay. All right.
I don't quite remember, but I got to hit up all the dive operators over there and see if I can get some free diving or scuba. I mean, hit them up for some good deals on scuba.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever you got to do, you work it, my friend.
I will work it. All right. So how much rum am I bringing you?
Well, I don't know if we're allowed to
say
that.
Several cases.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just enough to wet your whistle.
This is not a definite amount. I will just simply ferry what they give me to you, and if a couple bottles are missing, it's all part of the
No. There's a quota. There's a quota. Says I know what you are being given. And a matter of fact, the message I got from them was, okay, you want us to give it to Casey? Is he safe? That's what it
said. I'm perfectly safe. I'm an instructor, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, well, they're talking about the rum, not,
I'm professionally trained.
Exactly. Will the rum be safe? Will it make it? Will it magically evaporate, as Captain Walt D. Martini
here in the Tobacco Hut. I may have to crack open a bottle just to sample it against a good cigar so we can pair these things up.
Now, you wait until you see us so we can do this together. It is a communal experience that we hope to
share. By the way, I have a little drop in the bucket for our Turks Caicos trip.
Yeah, what do you got?
It's looking like there will be scuba radio cigars.
Really? Oh, sweet. Sweet. Yeah, my cardiologist is going to love this.
he just poses for pictures.
Yeah, exactly.
We
That's
won't
all
light
he does.
Yours.
He doesn't ever smoke them. Yeah, you never for picture.
You never see him see it up by his lips.
Greg, you've been my buddy forever. So just for you, I will light and smoke your cigar to take the stress off your shoulders.
Okay,
what a guy!
Just stop it right there.
That's
enough.
Friend.
I don't want to hear any more talk of such blasphemy. But yeah, no, I appreciate it. You know, he has the Tobacco Hut. Check it out, thetobaccohut.com. That's where Casey resides right now in the Tampa area.
And, I got to make money to go diving.
Well, that's right. That's right. And he, that's one of the extra bonuses we may have on the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise in October.
Casey,
yeah.
That's are you right. going to supply some? Are you going to supply some cigars for this seminal scuba event?
It may be arranged. Mm. I may have a selection of some new things coming in. I'll just have to bring a few samples of the cloth. Yeah.
That very well could happen. Or we may have another contact. We'll save that for another show because we're out of time. And leave it at that. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody. Here, pass me one of them cigars. The rum, too.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.